AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. As Donald Trump barrels toward the Republican presidential nomination, the GOP candidates meet tonight for another debate. AP correspondent Mark Smith reports on tonight's matchup in Detroit.
After last week's debate rumble in Houston, the calls now are for unity.
I'm a unifier. I know people are going to find that a little bit hard to believe, but believe me.
Donald Trump points to his seven-state Super Tuesday sweep and wants Republicans to unite behind him. But Ted Cruz says uniting behind him is the only thing that can save the party.
I ask you to prayerfully consider are coming together.
So unity's in the eye of the beholder.
China, you wouldn't know anything Russia about it because you're a lousy
businessman. Well, I don't know anything about bankrupting four companies.
Which means tonight's debate on Fox could well reprise the shouting match from CNN's debate in Texas. Mark Smith, Washington.
Republican Ben Carson won't be there tonight. He has effectively dumped his campaign, saying he sees no way to win. Democrat Hillary Clinton hosted a star-studded fundraiser last night at Radio City Music Hall in New York. Elton John and Katy Perry performed, among others. Astronaut Scott Kelly arrived home in Houston early this morning after nearly a year in space.
Leaving the space station was bittersweet. You know, I've been there a long time, so I looked forward to leaving. But at the same time, you know, it's a magnificent place, and I'm going to miss it.
He said it was amazing to feel the cold air when a capsule carrying him and a cosmonaut landed in Kazakhstan yesterday. Court cases involving several police officers charged in the death of Freddie Gray go before Maryland's highest court today. The court will be deciding whether Officer William Porter, whose trial ended in a hung jury in November, can be required to testify against the other officers as he awaits a retrial. This is AP Radio News. The Pentagon is recruiting hackers? Yeah, Jackie Quinn says it's true.
Go ahead, breach our computers. That's the challenge that the Pentagon is offering to high-tech computer experts hoping to get some help finding vulnerabilities. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says he'll be inviting responsible hackers to test the department's cybersecurity. The Hack the Pentagon program will begin next month. Department officials and lawyers still have some work to do, sorting out the legal issues involved in allowing white hat hackers to breach active Pentagon websites. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A big Chinese company that manufactures drones is unveiling its latest, the Phantom 4. It's got propellers, cameras, sensors, and automatic tracking technology. At a demonstration this morning in Tokyo, it followed a stunt bicycle rider successfully dodging a signboard. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.